Greetings in Yawishkanakagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is the Seneca word for music or song. I am your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. At this time, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy the tunes and the chat, as my featured artist today is Jay Lee Wolf. Jay Lee's a Cree and Anishinaabe artist currently residing in Toronto. She and her life partner Hayden left a doomsday cult they belong to and started a band called Once a Tree, releasing their first album, Phoenix, back in 2017. While it is Once a Tree's latest single, Black Dog, kicking off the music today, the bulk of our conversation will be centered around Jay Lee's brand new solo career. In March, she released the emotionally charged Child of the Government and quickly followed it up with Hush. Her solo debut EP called Wild Whisper is coming out this summer, and if that weren't enough, she's starring in a brand new TV adaptation of the comic book series Why the Last Man. We have a great chat ahead, but first, it's Once a Tree's take on Black Dog, today on Gyno.
I lick the grief right off your lips.
Black Dog, it's the latest offering from Once a Tree, and I'm talking a brand new single. They released it in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. It's their cover of a song written by Arlo Parks. Good day to you, Jay Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me. Just running in between rehearsals right now. I'm shooting a new television show, so very busy, but feeling very grateful as well.
I can't thank you enough for taking just a little bit of time to chat with me today. I won't keep you up. I know you have some very, very cool stuff going on, and we'll get back to what you're rehearsing for in just a few. So listeners, stay tuned. As it is, though, I mean, we have a whole lot to talk about, Jaylee. First and foremost, well, you have three brand new singles out, two of which are your own solo releases. But of course, Black Dog is the most recent. So let's start there. This is a track from Once a Tree, your project with your partner Hayden, and as I was mentioning, you released this in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. Tell me a little bit more about why you chose this particular track to highlight.
This song really speaks on depression, and the way that Arlo Parks wrote the lyrics, it just really hit home for Hayden and I. So when we were listening to this a couple months ago, it got us through a kind of hard time mentally when we were going through some mental health stuff. And so we just decided, let's cover it and put it out for this month. Hayden's doing most of the singing. And again, we just really love the track, so thought it was a good thing to cover.
You tackle some pretty heavy subjects, both as Once a Tree and now with your two new singles. We're going to talk about Hush and Child of the Government here in just a few. But I guess while we're on the topic, I hope first and foremost that you and Hayden are doing all right during all this. I know that there's been a lot of back and forth, especially as you're getting a really good momentum going. Boom, COVID hits. I know initially your plans were to move back to BC, but I mean, you just have so much going on. Yeah,
exactly. It definitely messed up our plans. Actually, we were going to split our time between British Columbia and Los Angeles, but when the pandemic happened, we just thought best not. We actually just signed a new lease in Toronto, so we're going to definitely be in Toronto for another year. It's been interesting because we've been in complete lockdown, but the vaccines are starting to roll out, and I do see light at the end of the tunnel. It's been a hard time, especially in those the darker months and in the cold months where you can't even go out for a walk, you know, to get some sun. So that was definitely a challenge, but I'm finding ways to kind of navigate it, like meditation. I started doing therapy, and it's been really, really great. Super beneficial.
As we've had many pretty deep conversations before, I mean, mental health and the need to talk about this is a reoccurring theme throughout your work. Of course, you guys are coming at your art. You're approaching your art, having met and fallen in love and escaping a cult. And I see some of these themes still kind of recurring. You know, it's really interesting. And I want to say this before we go any further. The parallels that exist, like the topic of the 60s scoop that you tackle in Child of the Government. We'll get more in depth on that in just a few. But, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Even in these modern days, if you will, I'm sure that you find some very striking similarities between what you guys went through as Jehovah's Witnesses psychologically and maybe even some of what you saw your dad go through. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the stripping of identity. My father was stripped from knowing who he truly was. And I would say that the cult definitely did that to Hayden and I. We weren't allowed to be individuals, and we weren't allowed to express ourselves or like be who we truly are. So suppression and also within the cult, for me personally, as being Indigenous, I was never allowed to even think about like the spiritual side of my culture. Really, a lot of things about my culture weren't accepted in the religion. So definitely there are parallels.
Well, we'll come back and talk a little bit more specifically about Child of the Government. It's a very heavy song. It's gotten a lot of international attention. But I thought we would start things on perhaps a little bit of a lighter note. Now, I know you're tackling some heavy feelings with Hush as well, but it feels to me at least that it's not quite as tied in, or is it?
Right. I think definitely not as heavy. Hush is definitely more lighter, and it was more of just me liberating myself and talking about my bisexuality and sort of releasing all the shame that I had around my sexuality from being in the religion.
Right.
Because, you know, being queer is definitely like one of the worst things that you could ever be. you know, that's unforgivable. So I had to do a lot of, like I said, therapy and do a lot of inner dark, like work, shadow work to really get to the bottom of why I felt shame. And I knew it was the religion, but then also there are still parts of society that aren't accepting. So I thought this was a song I needed to write for myself and my own healing. And I just decided to put it out and put it on the project.
Hush is a great way to kick off this next block. Listeners, I have a lot of fantastic tunes coming your way. We're going to be hearing one from Indian Agent before the hour is up, one from John Trudell, Ray Zaragoza. But as we get back into the tunes, well, real quick, Jaylee, what have you been listening to lately? I want to get one of your recommendations on today.
I like this song I've been listening to by Wyatt C. Lewis, and it's called Dancing with Sue.
We'll come back and talk about Sue and who she's dancing with in just a few. In the meantime, no, turn it up and sing along with one of the brand new releases from the one and only Jaylee Wolf. It's Hush, today on Gyno.
I was lost and faded. It was like 50 bucks. by
This is Jace Martin, and you're listening to Gyno.
the sun. Take off your shoes, come dance with me in suit. On the dance floor, till the midnight stars come through. Follow me here, follow me there. Spin you around in that red dress I found for you at a thrift store. Just down the street from my first house. Getting down in the sun, I need you right now. Getting up for the moon, I love you right now. Laugh at my jokes, consider the fun. Smile in her eyes and sparkle in that sun. So hot out here, but I just don't care. Sue taught me to dance, she taught me to move. Now I'm so ready, ready to glide you through. Can't look at my feet, lock eyes, baby.
If you're going to dance with anyone, you better dance with Sue. That's what Wyatt C. Lewis is saying, and that's what Jay Lee Wolf is listening to these days. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. It's Brett maybe checking in with you, and I do have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with one of my all-time favorite artists. We're talking about Jay Lee's most recent singles. Of course, Hush kicked off that block. We also heard a brand new single from her band, Once a Tree. But before going any further and getting into this next block, let's talk a little bit more about this particular track. How'd you come across it?
I don't actually know. I don't remember. I think maybe one of my friends had posted it on Instagram, and I was just like, I love it. Yeah. Maybe it was like a little festival thing that Wyatt had done. I just heard him playing acoustic guitar and singing the song. So then I looked it up on Spotify, and I added it to my Indigenous music playlist that Spotify let me curate. Love it.
Thank you for the recommendation. It's been a fantastic way for me to discover new tunes as well. And I promise I won't have you do any more of my heavy lifting during today's show. Thank you again. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your brand new singles. Now, as we were alluding to in the first block, we started to talk a little bit about the 60s scoop. Child of the Government is going to be the track that does kick things off in this next segment. Now, let's dive immediately into this. You're no stranger to tackling heavy subjects, but this one hits home on a number of different levels, on a number of different generations, if you will, even. And I think it's something that most Indigenous people can relate to in some way, shape, or form. But we got to be honest, there are a lot of non-Indigenous people also checking out what we have to talk about here on Gyno. So, let's start with a little bit of a background. The 60s Scoop.
Yeah, definitely. So for those who don't know, the 60s Scoop was the Canadian government, the Catholic Church. They stole over 20,000 First Nation, Métis, and Inuit children from their families and their communities. And they were placed in foster homes, or they were adopted out to non-Indigenous homes and families across Canada, the United States, and even further. Like, there are even accounts of children ending up in Australia. So my father was one of these children. And along with like the loss of cultural identity, the government went so far as to change his ethnicity. They actually say on his adoption papers that he is not Indigenous and that he cannot get Indian status, which is a lie.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, my dad has been through a lot, and I have been trying to do a lot of healing work around my relationship with my father. And doing that is when this song sort of just kind of poured out of me.
Was this something that you grew up knowing that he talked about, or were these more revelations as you got to be a little bit older?
Definitely revelations as I got older, because I didn't actually know my father as a kid or as a teen. I met him later, I was 17 when I met him, and we've had a very estranged relationship. So, you know how you can hear his vocals at the beginning of the song and at the end?
Mm-hmm.
My dad would call me when he was under the influence of alcohol, and I would record him to sort of like show him the way he would talk to me, because it was never very, very kind. But this day in particular, I felt like it was sort of an apology that he was kind of, you know, like trying to make amends with me. And I appreciated it. And I actually kind of understood from his perspective that he's been through so much pain. And so it allowed me to give him a little bit more, I had some compassion, and it helped my healing too, to understand why he is the way he is and like where he came from.
As you continue on this work of healing, it'll also help to heal those generational wounds. I feel like to a very certain degree that most Indigenous peoples, no matter the side of the border or whatever, can relate to these, because I think that in a lot of ways, all of our communities are at various stages of this particular healing process. Now, the 60s scoop is really fresh in memory, and I think a big problem that people have when they talk about these subjects, or at least from the outsider's perspective, is that they don't understand that this is recent history. This is modern history. This isn't something that happened a long time ago. Do you find that people are surprised when they learn that it was as near to you as your father's generation?
Yeah, it is very surprising to people. So many of my friends, even that grew up here in Toronto, like they had no idea about the 60s scoop. They had no idea. And that it went into the 1990s. And that it's almost, you know, it's still happening today. There's something that Indigenous people are talking about called the millennial scoop, and how many Indigenous children are in foster care. You know, it's definitely something that we need to keep shining light on, and we need to make changes for the future.
When we talk about this particular track, in what ways did it help you reconnect and heal?
It was cathartic. You know, I love to release in certain, you can dance it out, you can write it out, sing it out. And I did all of that. I really just wanted to release any sort of anger that I had over having that identity stripped away from me, because I grew up, you know, thinking that I was Mexican and learning I was an Indigenous child. Like I was 8, I think, when I learned that, but I still didn't know my dad because it was so strange. So I had to do a lot of forgiving. And so the song helped me to do that and just put it all out. And really actually putting it out into the world too has been so healing, because of the amount of people messaging me and saying that they have similar things that they're going through, that they're still trying to find their biological family. And there's so many Indigenous people working on reclamation. And it makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Close your eyes and take in the message of Jaylee Wolf's very powerful and poignant Child of the Government. You're listening to Gynal.
Oh, hey, I was just going to tell you that I guess I got nobody to talk to, really.
Daddy away. My father's blood is mine. He'll is a child of the problem.
We're doing the best we can, and life's awesome.